new developments in the search for a man suspected of killing three young daughters in Washington state. Travis Decker has been on the run since early June. Officials say DNA evidence links him to the crime, and he is considered armed and dangerous. Searchers are now back in the rugged wilderness where the children's bodies were found.
For nearly 3 months, federal, state, and local personnel have fanned out across the mountainous wooded areas near Leavenworth, Washington, looking for Travis Decker, a military veteran accused of suffocating his three daughters, 9-year-old Peyton, 8-year-old Evelyn, and 5-year-old Olivia.
We don't get frustrated, though. We're not going to give up. We understand this could take years.
On Monday, the FBI said it was leading search teams back to the location where the girls' bodies and Decker's vehicle were found on June 2nd, near the Rock Island campground in the Okanagan-Wenatchee National Forest. Authorities say the move was not because of any new break in the case.
Currently, we have no evidence that Travis Decker is alive or dead.
The multi-agency team conducted a grid search across a quarter-mile radius surrounding the campground.
You can't be too thorough in a search like this. Like I said, it is such incredibly dense vegetation that anybody who walks down these one of these trails could walk 10 meters off the trail and no one would ever know they're there.
The U.S. Marshals Service is offering a $20,000 award for information leading to Decker's capture.
This is a beautiful area in which a heinous crime occurred. We are here to seek justice for Peyton, Evelyn, and Olivia.